two or three companies bid it, but just to start off with a bid, I don't understand quite.
We think we kind of bid Pro Tem that way because we were building this one in-house, or going to build it in-house pretty much, but in building a small structure like that and want to do precast, there's three or four companies that could probably bid precast depending on the design. And Springfield built precast for the Pro Tem job. But also we bid out for materials, supplying the rebar and also setting of the deck. We didn't want to get involved with trying to get the crane and put that burden on us, so we let bid that out for contractors that have more experience in doing that portion of it. We were doing what we know we can do in providing, putting in the footings and pier walls to save money rather than bid out the entire job. Would have probably come in quite a bit higher.
I'm just asking those questions so that it you're actually telling us the past history with these companies that you've used before makes it easy for you to recommend.
Are we actually setting them?
Do what now?
Are we setting them?
No, the R&J Warren Company will be setting the precast.
They're setting the beams that we're getting from?
From the county materials, yes.
Okay. And where did I see a price per hour overage?
There was an addendum went out. That was an addendum that went out before the bids come in. That if something unforeseen happened, you get a crane set up, it takes a day just to set the crane up, then 2 days to set the beams. If something were to happen, I mean, they're still going to have to pay the cost of that crane sitting there by the hour. So that's the reason for the addendum.
$945 an hour?
It's pretty expensive. There's about two crane companies that's capable of setting beams of this weight. We don't. There's not a local crane company that can set them.
The only thing that would be a disruption on that deal might be flooding,
weather-related,
that I could see that could be a possible.
Well, the other, in case something would happen, the beams didn't show up or couldn't get there, or something on the road breakdown or something like that, then you would have them. So that was the only reason for the addendum.
And, Randy, that goes back to the question that I had to start off with, is why we wouldn't bid the total package together, then we're not responsible for something like that. If one company bids it, they take on the burden of making sure that it's all done. I know this is an in-house job, and we probably save money by doing a lot of the work ourselves.
Well, the next job we got coming up, our next two jobs, we'll probably bid one big package because we're not doing it except for maybe the road work. I mean, the entire structure will probably be one company doing the entire thing. But because we're putting in part of this to save money and bidding out materials, basically.
We just didn't
want to be involved with trying to set these beams. But, I mean, we've helped down there, but we were there, but it wasn't our job to actually set the beams. It's our job after they get set. Finish
out
to build the road.
Do we have a time for completion on this? I didn't see it. I mean,
it would be sometime in October, basically by the time they build the precast and get them here. So that's my anticipation. This being the 1st of August, it would be mid-August before we get the rebar. We're going to start possibly next week doing the clearing, getting ready to put footers in. Once the rebar gets here, we got to have that to do the putting in the pier walls.
August 15th is what it says.
Yeah, then the county materials had a date in there when their precast would be available, and then as soon as they're available, it's just scheduling and getting a crane. And that would be up to the, it just says October, so yeah, we're looking at October time frame. So.
Well, this is just the awarding a bid, so then in the contract we can put some stuff in there to hold their feet to the fire. So, move to award bid number 201606-346, Part A for reinforcing steel to R&J Warren Construction. Part B for the slab beam erection to R&J Warren Construction. And Part C for the precast concrete slab beam or beams to County Materials Corporation.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
There you go, Randy.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Randy, here you go. I don't need that.
Thank you, Randy.
Thanks, Randy. Order appointing ex officio commissioner.
Is that to appoint you for real estate purposes?
Yes.
Move to appoint Commissioner Schofield, the ex officio commissioner, for the purpose of real estate.
I'll second with the, there has already been a motion that by the county commission in the past to basically, I don't know whether the title makes it more official, but there's already been a motion for him to take care of those purposes.
Well, I can't remember if it was, who put that on? Was it you, Mike? Because I know I can't remember if we did it for that one specific piece of property that the guy was trying to buy, or if it was just a blanket, and I think it was just that one specific piece of property.
And then I also, we have a letter in there from Frank Cotty, and that there needs to be an expiration date on my appointment also, and I recommended it expire at the end of my term.
It just allows him to go and get the information, discuss it,
bring it back to the commission.
And bring it back to the commission.
Yeah, so and like it's, I don't have any problem with it whatsoever. I'm going to make that clear. What I was just saying is I didn't want to just double down. But that's fine. And did you make a motion to do that with Schofield? Or?
Yeah, you seconded it.
But I'm talking about time frame.
Well, it's per that. I'll amend my motion to per this agreement presented, which gives an expiration date of December 31st, 2018.
Okay. We have a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
August 1st.
Guess we'll recess till 9:30. We have Aulis Acres and Arnie quarterly insurance update.